go through the halachas. This is a person, it's important to know this. If a person is a Baal Kriya, and there's no rub available, so Pascha and Shiloh, what happens if in the middle of Kriya Satara, they find a mistake in the Sefer Torah? Now we'll go through some common mistakes which are found, you know, there's a letter missing, something like that. We'll talk about those. What is a mistake which constitutes a problem? We'll talk about that. But let's do the general overview. What happens if a person finds a mistake in the Sefer Torah? So we have to know there are two basic opinions which you have to start with. The question is, now that we found the mistake, obviously the mistake was there. It didn't just happen this moment. The mistake was there and when the person was actually reading whatever he read until now. So the question is he Yotze, whatever he read until now, was that valid or not? That's question number one. Question number two would be, what do you do now? In other words, so the Rama paskins that the law is that a person reads from a Sefer Torah which is not kosher. There's a mistake in the Sefer Torah, the Kriya is still valid. Kriya Satara from a Sefer Torah which is not kosher is still a valid Kriya Satara. That's the psak of the Rambam. We do not follow the Rambam in Lechatchila. We do not go Lechatchila and read from a Sefer Torah which is not kosher. We'll talk about a case that Shul only has one Sefer Torah, which is possible. But we do not go Lechatchila and read from such a Sefer Torah. But in a case where we read from the Sefer Torah, many opinions say we will rely on the opinion of the Rambam to say that you do not need to go back and to read that which you have already read. So that whatever you read until this point is valid because you're relying on the Rambam. But to go further, you can't go further relying on the opinion of the Rambam. Now, there is a sheet of the Gra. The Gra Paskin is not like that. And he posits that whatever you've read until now is not kosher. And if a person finds a mistake in the Sefer Torah, he has to go back to the beginning of the Parsha and start again from the beginning. Now, we do not Paskin like the Gra. There's people have a minute that some people do. But the minute which we're going to be talking about will not be following the Gra. We'll be following the opinion of the Rambam that whatever we've read until up until this point is still valid. The question, what do we do now? We can't go further reading from the Sefer Torah, which is possible. Similarly, the next question which we have to know is, were we Yotze with the bracha that we said on the Sefer Torah up to this point in time? Or do we need to say a new bracha? So obviously, according to the opinion of the Gra, you would have to say a new bracha because you were not Yotze Kriya Satara. But if we're following the opinion of the Rambam, we're saying that the Kriya that you read was kosher, so do you need to say another bracha? So the opinion of the Mordechai, which the Ramah follows, is you do not need to say another bracha. But let's say that you do not need to say another bracha. So we follow the opinion of the Rambam that the Kriya that you've read up until this point is kosher, and therefore the bracha that you said on the Kriya is also going to be kosher. The question now is if we do not go any further from this Sefer Torah, we now switch, we take another Sefer Torah. So the question is, the bracha that we said on the first Sefer Torah, does that work for the second Sefer Torah? So do we have to stop right now and say, okay, I should say a bracha achrona on the first Sefer Torah, and then we should say a bracha rishona on the next Sefer Torah, because the next Sefer Torah I didn't plan to read. So that is a machloikus, is what to do in regards to the bracha achrona, in regards to the bracha rishona on the next Sefer Torah. But we'll leave that question for tomorrow. So just the basic point for today, we're going to follow the sheet of the Rambam, that the Kriya that you've read is kosher, and the Baruch HaRashon that you said before is also kosher. And what to do now, in regards to saying a Baruch HaKroino, in regards to saying a Baruch HaRashon, the next Sefer Torah we'll talk about tomorrow. Have a good morning.